Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Darren Lachelle, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti this morning. We have a very interesting guest this morning, Dr. Jane Nielsen, who will be giving a talk called Inside the Earth. This is a presentation at the Laguna Environmental Center on Sanford Road on Thursday, March 29th, starting at 7 p.m. And it sounds like a very interesting talk for those who are interested in geology and those who maybe this will be their first exposure. Tell me a little bit about what the talk is going to cover.
The talk is really aimed at explaining to people the theory of plate tectonics, mm-hmm. which was developed from about the 1950s to the 1970s, the middle of the 20th century, and was the end to the debate over whether such a thing as continental drift could actually have happened. And the answer was sort of yes,
but right. Things are moving.
Not exactly. Nobody knew what the motive force would have been, which is why it was rejected for mm-hmm. quite a long time and even doubted in Europe, where more people believed in it. But we were really forced in the United States to work out a lot of the information mm-hmm. about what was happening, because they were exploring the oceans.
Right.
More than half of the Earth, which had really not been known or understood. We were exploring geophysics. Not me. I was not a geophysicist, mm-hmm. but geophysics information was a major driving force to putting it all together.
And if I could ask you to just give a short definition of geophysics and what that means.
Yeah, geophysics is the study of physical elements mm-hmm. that are part of the Earth's system, such as what drives weather, such as what drives gravity, all of the kinds of things that are physical aspects of the Earth system. And in particular, in this case, it was the magnetic field of the Earth that was the cause of it being discovered, and variations in it, which were extremely important, and the ability to get really well-defined ages of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those were a couple of the elements that had to come together.
Now, as people began to understand plate tectonics and how the plates are coming together and how that
and
affects,
apart
and apart and spreading apart, and they started to understand how that affected hot springs, volcanic activity, earthquakes.
Yeah, the explanation for why those things exist and why they are in the places that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out, I arrived in California in 1970 as a student. I was lucky to have had the experience of working with people in other schools and hearing talks about the issues that were current and being investigated, and puzzles that were coming out of those new researches.
Right.
And I was sent to work on some rocks that were directly involved as evidence in a plate collision, mm-hmm. and evidence of a plate collision here in
right.
California.
This is quite the hot spot,
There was definitely a collision, and then later mm-hmm. after the collision ended here, there was a great big fault, which is still sort of chugging like a railroad train to the north.
This is so interesting, and I think people are going to learn a lot. I certainly have, because there are things that we sort of learn just in talking to folks that really you can learn so much more when someone like yourself, professional, is there to answer questions. So,
and it's really fun for me.
Well, I think it'll be fun for the audience as well. And let's remind everyone, Dr. Jane Nielsen, geologist, will be presenting Inside the Earth Thursday, March 29th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Laguna Environmental Center on Sanford Road in Santa Rosa. For more information, visit lagunafoundation.org. There is a ticket price. It's $12 that supports the nonprofit, and pre-registration is required. I'm Darren Lachelle for Sonoma Spotlight, and have a great morning.